White House Secretary Jay Carney says the Obama administration, quote, does not support calls to eliminate funding for NPR and for public television. Carney made the comment hours after NPR CEO Vivian Schiller resigned. Her resignation came a day after another NPR executive was shown on video calling Tea Party Republicans xenophobic and racist. Daryl West, a media and politics analyst at Brookings, says political and financial pressure makes this a delicate time for NPR.
There are conservatives that have called for a complete defunding of federal money for National Public Radio. There are others who, in an era of $1.5 trillion budget deficit, want to cut back the resources just because of all the other pressing priorities.
Those calls increased today. Despite Schiller's resignation, the Obama administration has budgeted more than $450 million for public broadcasting. Mayor Bloomberg is asking city agencies to make another round of cuts in case Albany does not come through with $600 million in additional aid so he can balance his budget. He's calling for 4% cuts from all agencies except the Education Department and police, firefighters, and other uniformed forces. U.S. stocks waffled as concerns about Libya and oil production weigh on investors' minds. The Dow dropped 1 point, closing at 12,213. The S&P 500 edged down 2 points to 1,320. The Nasdaq lost 14 points, ending the day at 2,752. It's happened once again. Even as the local economy created jobs in January, the unemployment rate did not fall. It rose to 8.3% statewide and 9% in the city. Let's dig into the latest numbers and what they say about the recovery in New York with Barbara Byrne Denham, chief economist at Eastern Consolidated, a real estate investment firm. Welcome to the Financial 411, Barbara.
Thank you.
This isn't just the normal month-to-month job report we always talk about. Once a year, the State Department of Labor checks its figures from the previous calendar year and makes corrections. So in retrospect, what are we learning about 2010?
Well, the good news is that the city did not lose as many jobs at the end of the recession as was previously reported. The early reports was said that the total loss was 179,000 jobs, but the actual numbers now say 141,000 jobs lost. So that's 38,000 jobs that weren't lost.
But the gains since then have been weaker, correct?
Not necessarily. I guess what it is because we didn't go as low. The gains have been 50,000 since then, and previously it was about 45,000. It's still pretty strong.
So how about the January employment report, which shows, as you mentioned, the state added more than 45,000 jobs year to year. Where were those jobs added?
Well, in the 13-month period that includes 2010 and January, that gives a better picture. There's four industries that really stand out. First, restaurants that added close to 12,000 jobs in that period. Employment services added also close to 12,000, and that includes the temporary agencies, which is a good sign. Health services added about 10,000 jobs, and private education added 10,000 jobs.
And among the sectors with big gains, financial activities, which added more than 9,000 jobs year to year. Put that in some perspective. Since banking lost so many jobs after the September 2008 meltdown, how do we now compare with the number of finance jobs at its peak?
Well, in the securities industry, the city added jobs almost every month in 2010 and in 2011 in January. However, we're still 20,000 jobs off the peak, which is about 10%.
So, again, though, in January, unemployment edged up a little bit. How do we account for that? Where were the losses? Was it in government, the government sector?
Local government was the biggest loss. It's lost 14,000 since its peak, and it lost, in January, it lost another 3,500 jobs. So other than government, construction added 9,000 jobs over the last 13 months.
15,000 government jobs vanished in 2010. That sounds like a very big number. Is it?
No, since the peak, which was in 2009. It is a pretty big number. On a percentage-wise, it's 3.2%.
And is this part of a longer trend, do you think?
I believe so. I think most of those jobs are outside of the education sector. I think most of them are non-education jobs at this point. But I think what happened was the Bloomberg administration added a lot of jobs. So this isn't a significant net loss over the last 10 years. I think this is just over the last 3 years.
Barbara Byrne Denham is chief economist at Eastern Consolidated. Thanks so much for joining us on WNYC's Financial 411.
Thank you very much.
Get the 411 as a podcast. Go to our website, wnyc.org. This is WNYC.